And good morning. We are on our tuned in program time for the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. No, we're not visiting with Jennifer today. We've got a board member here, Aaron Roby. Aaron.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for filling in for Jen.
Not a problem.
We got it covered here. Let's talk a little bit. You're on the board of the chamber, and basically the chamber year, you wind down end of the calendar year, your existing board, and you get ready to transition. So have you guys gone through the process, taking a look at, you know, what are we looking at going into the new year, things like that?
Yeah. Actually, I am coming up to the end of my first three-year term. I am going to stay on for a second three-year term. We also have our existing board president, Alex Kretzinger, will be stepping down, and Paul Jacobson will be stepping into the role for president in 2024.
Okay, and already started putting together ideas and plans to move forward.
Yep, we had our strategic planning session last month in November, and we're gearing up and ready to go for the new year.
All right. One of the things in between, of course, is all of the holiday-related stuff. And before we get there, we did have, middle of last month, it was the omelet breakfast. And I know normally I thought it was going to be earlier in the month. Anyway, we got it done. Anyway.
Right.
And actually turned out to be pretty successful. Fundraiser, again, for scholarships or 4-H and FFA. And what kind of numbers did we see?
I believe we had almost 200 omelets. About the same as springtime, but way and above last fall. I wasn't actually one of the...
You didn't have to cook.
I wasn't a chef, but I did come in support with my family. So we had some nice, delicious omelets.
It is a collaborative effort, has been for a number of years. Farm Bureau, again, the Fair Board helps, pork producers. I remember a couple of events people ago, when they started doing the bacon, and you do know we can get that for you, the pork producers. All right. Again, a little bit different this time, but again, the good news is having almost the 200 again. Yeah, would we like to get more? Always would like to get more, because the proceeds all go to scholarships anyway.
So. Right.
Again, for 4-H FFA, that was pretty good. And already, I'm sure, ideas kicking around for spring, too.
So yes,
we'll be back in March, maybe. You know, one of the things that's going on right now is part of the merchants downtown. People, you guys are doing a Christmas bingo thing. So tell me a little bit about what's going on there.
The cards are located. It's a Christmas bingo. Cards are located at all the participating stores, plus here at KWBG and at the Chamber. You don't have to buy anything to play. Just grab a card and stop into the stores, eateries throughout Boone County, as you're doing your Christmas shopping. Get a sticker from each store for their square. If you get 5 stickers in a row, you're in the running for free prizes from the Lavender Basket, Bookshop, from Chrysalis, Holistic Healing Center, many more. If you get a blackout, you get into a running for $100 in chamber gift checks. Ooh. Good at any of our chamber members.
Ooh, we can go for that. Get the blackout. Now, folks, it does mean you got to go around to these stores. They all got little stickers, I remember, like when I went to the Dutch Oven. Can I get a sticker?
Right.
Oh, yeah. So they've got them. Again, you just got to bring your card with you. Don't bring like 4 or 5. Okay, just get one and use it. Take it with you all the time.
So. Yep.
Or make it an adventure. If the weather's pretty decent on a weekend or something like that, or even, say, a Thursday, make the rounds.
Exactly. Because,
and again, this is around Boone County, too. So
yes.
You'd have to go out and...
do some exploring.
See, do we have, I think, is the pig on there? I think the Lucky Pig's on there.
I think so.
And maybe Sisters and Cheese might be in there,
I believe
too.
So
they're in, you'd have to get out there and get around the county, folks.
Oh, yes.
Do that, to get that blackout. And
yes.
Which is the big prize.
Of course.
We'll go for that. That's okay. You guys are busy. I know the Redcoats go out and pay a lot of visits, and you're doing some ribbon cuttings and grand openings. So all over the county.
Oh,
you've been
yes.
all over. So can you give us a little rundown of what's happening?
We have been, every Tuesday we go out. Sometimes we even have some extra ones. Last night we went to, I lost it.
Where was I last night? Goodwill. Did you go over to, or was over in Ogden?
Was it in Ogden? My brain just blanked. I apologize.
Did you go see Keith? That's what I want.
Give me just a second here.
She's getting. She's. I just drew a blank on that one.
Oh my goodness, my brain this morning is just something else.
Well, guys have been busy.
Yeah, Schrader's was okay. Last night.
Schrader Reimers?
Yes, they have some new personnel that we went and saw.
Okay, all right.
We've been to the Lucky Wife Wine Slushies in Madrid recently.
Over at Ogden to Good Wealth Financial, yeah.
Yep. We've been to Miss Slobberwurst, a new dog training facility here in Boone. Lots of different places, ribbon cuttings, just general visits. Mm-hmm. Went and visited the hospital, got to see their two new ambulances.
Yeah.
That was pretty great. I didn't realize with those ambulances how long they use those compared to everyone else.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they would like to use them that long, but they're not inexpensive. But it was something the hospital board did earlier this year, and they have definitely needed.
Yes.
We know that. So, and again, yeah, that's pretty amazing too, and be able to get them because I know like well. For most businesses, everybody kept talking about supply issues and being able to get, and that was one of the concerns. They got in at the right time to get that. So
they said generally it can take up to 2 years to get those.
Yeah. That was their first part when they lucked out. They did it in less than a year.
Yep.
Got two of them. So that was pretty cool. So I know you got to go there. Fortunately, or unfortunately, about the time most people are going to see them is when they need them, which is not probably a good time.
Right.
So,
right.
But to know they're there, that's the good thing. Yeah, that's one of the things, too, because I think people don't realize how many miles, 300, 400,000 miles on them. That's a lot.
Yeah, and normally people exchange their vehicles at 150,000 miles. So to run it up to 400,000 is a pretty great thing.
So. Well, covered a lot of area and doing transports. And again, that's the big thing, back and forth. You got so many of those to keep doing. Those are just some of them that you've been to. All year long, you've been going to different ones. It's been great. You had the school ribbon cuttings earlier.
Cool school tour. We went to, I believe, all of the schools in both Boone, Ogden, and Madrid. We might have missed a couple here and there, but I believe we hit most of them, if not all.
So, yeah, and a lot of them have been doing improvements in all their buildings and facilities. It's been good to see.
Yes.
So you guys, see, chamber people, you get them right. You get in there firsthand and get to see what's going on, too. The big thing is it's surprising the number of ribbon cuttings, grand openings. I mean, people that are willing to take that step to be a member of the chamber and also be a part of the business community.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see all of those. So what are we having else? Oh, I know. You guys have been doing a lot of Christmas things, shops on Story. You've been busy with a lot of different things. Actually, you guys have been pretty busy almost every month here for the last few months.
I think that's fair to say. We had our Sips on Story back in September. October, we participated with the Downtown Trick or Treat.
Huge again.
That was a huge turnout. We did popcorn at the theater, and we had 1,016 popcorns go out.
Wow.
It was insane.
That was just back-to-back. The line was amazing.
It was. I took the kiddos out, and it took 2 hours to go 3 blocks.
Yeah. No, I was there, too.
Yes. It was a great night, though.
But trying to keep a six-year-old entertained while he's waiting to get to the next group.
Yep.
Yeah, that was something. Over 1,000 bags of popcorn. He wanted to eat his popcorn, by the way, right away. So we kind of convinced him that he could take it home because it's just amazing just how many. And you had a lot of different people come up and take part, too.
Oh,
people that came downtown to be a part of it. So.
Oh, yes.
That was all.
Was there over 80 vendors, I believe?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Along those lines. And then the end of last month, beginning of this month, we participated in Santa on Story. We hosted a book scavenger hunt, started Thursday night with the lighted parade and all that.
Yeah.
And you could stop into any of the participating stores Thursday, Friday, Saturday, do the scavenger hunt, turn it in at Melissa Bell Photography, and get your picture taken with Santa.
Sure.
And unfortunately, it was not that great of a turnout. I believe we only had four forms turned back in. from the scavenger hunt.
We're learning. We're learning.
Exactly. Yeah. It was our first time doing it. So now we know for next year what to enhance.
So we keep working on it.
Yeah.
And most of the shops on Story, basically, we used to call it the retailers, mm-hmm. basically. But you guys get together and do a lot of this planning yourself and put it together, and the chamber just helps facilitate?
Yep. The Shops on Story puts it on, and then we take it to the chamber and ask them to help send the word out and, you know, try and make it the best events that we can. We actually have another event coming up in February called Sweets on Story. It's kind of going to be the opposite of Sips on Story. Yeah. It'll be a ticketed event. We're hoping to get the tickets up and live on December 15th. So they're so we don't have to do any planning over the holiday season. And if people want to buy tickets for Christmas presents,
there you go.
Do that.
Yeah.
The plan right now is to show the movie It Ends With Us, based on the popular novel by Colleen Hoover. Mm-hmm. That's provided the movie stays where it is. The SAG-AFTRA strikes are starting to affect some of the movies filtering through, pushing dates out. So we're hoping that this one stays put.
A lot of them started signing contracts. So again, hopefully they get it all where things are rolled, like you said, so where it stays where it's at.
Right. That's why we tell everybody, you know, movies are always subject to change because mm-hmm. you never know.
So this is a part of a big collaboration for a sweet, again, goes in with Valentine's Day, right? So we're tying it in. That'll be fun. Sweets on Story, be looking for that. Otherwise, a lot of the businesses doing a lot of holiday-related things all the way up to Christmas, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes. Got lots of stores that are opening extra hours, have a lot of holiday sales. Make sure you go and get your stocking stuffers, your Christmas gifts.
And your bingo.
Yeah, and your bingo.
Don't forget to bring that bingo card. Yeah, we need that. That'll be good. And again, check. If you just come downtown, you'll see. They'll be there and go to the stores and you'll be able to go from one to the other pretty easy. They will tell you who else is doing what, too.
Oh, yes. So. And there's such a variety of different stores downtown. I mean, people just don't see what's downtown. You've got a haberdashery. You've got many food places. You have a bookstore. You have a crystal shop. You have antique stores. You have a quilting shop. You have a massage parlor. You have all these different things. The community theater's down there. We're down there, you know. There's things to do. There are places to go. It's not an empty downtown anymore.
No.
Come visit. Come see us.
Come and see what's going on. Exactly. Yeah, that's it, too. And I know you've got a couple others that are talking about they've been located maybe in other areas, but trying to find a spot downtown to be just to be part of the group.
Right. And we are opening up the Shops on Story to more than just the retailers that are downtown. So at our next meeting in January, it's going to be an open meeting for Story Street people and adjacent, because we do have a couple businesses that are over on Keeler Street.
Keeler here.
Yep. Like Bottled Bliss down the street here. So, you know, some of those closer businesses that are within this perimeter, down Story Street, whatever, you know, we're inviting people to come and join our collaborative so that we can make things even better.
When you guys get together, I would imagine it's a pretty interesting, you know, brainstorming session. And you get together and start to, you know, well, what, you know, what are we looking at? How do we do? What can we do better? What can we make improvements on? And I mean, like when you were doing Crazy Day stuff, that was crazy. but, you know, those are just little things that we'll put it together. And again, just as we get the word out, which is the chamber helping with that, really push that word. You get some pretty interesting turnouts. I mean, you can have some really good opportunities. The Sips on Story, I think, all of a sudden people are going, well, how do I do that? Well, you need to have a ticket.
Yep.
You know, so again, those are special events too.
Yep.
So, Sweets on Story will be the next one, folks. Yep. Be looking for those.
It's going to be fantastic. A little biased, but.
Oh, that's good. That's good too, because if you guys don't have faith, it's, I mean, why are we doing this here?
Exactly.
We're doing this to, you know, people, we're down here. Come and see us. We want you to be a part of what we're doing.
So, exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about, Downtown Boone Committee, because many of you are participants in that as well, which, not to be mistaken, folks, a lot of them are, it's just another aspect. It's mostly focused on the Main Street part.
Correct.
Shops on Story is another aspect of retailing in downtown. But many of you participate in both. And that is a process now that's really starting to ramp up.
Yes.
Getting ready to do that application again.
Yep. We've got some new trees downtown. I'm not personally part of the downtown downtown Boone Collaborative, just Shops on Story, and have the fortune to be part of downtown.
The downtown Boone is part of the chamber. It's right. It's a big focal point for the chamber, too.
Yep. So. We've got some new trees. They're small right now, but they will be beautiful in time. I've seen lots of cleanup days, which is great. All those new trees,
I know. As a committee, they are starting to talk about starting to put together their application because we're getting to that time. A lot of effort will need to go into that.
Fingers crossed that we get approved this time.
Do that this time. All right, let's talk a little bit about the theater because you do a lot of holiday things too. Do we still have? Do you have? Like I said, one of my favorites was going to see Baby's Day Out.
Right.
Never laughed so hard. Hurt my face. I laughed so hard. It was, and that was just because I took my daughter to it when she was a lot younger. So none of the kids sat near me. That was pretty funny, too. But anyway, do we have some events that are going on? What are you doing over the holidays?
So tomorrow we actually start the new Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. That'll be for a week. And then next Friday we start Wonka, the new Wonka movie.
Okay.
I have personally seen it already. It is fantastic. I encourage everybody to come see it. We'll have that for 2 weeks. That'll go right over the Christmas season. I believe it ends on the 28th.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah. Oh, the very top one.
Yep. So it'll be the 15th through the 28th for Wonka, and that is rated PG. So perfect to bring the little kids to.
If I can remember his last name, Timothy Chalamet?
Yes, Timothy Chalamet. You've also got Hugh Grant in the movie. Lots and lots of big names. Keegan-Michael Key plays a police officer in the movie, and just hilarious. It is a fantastic movie, lots of music, lots of colors, lots of fun. I encourage everybody to come see it. It was great.
How'd they do with Trolls?
Oh, my kids are still singing songs. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been pretty interesting because you've been able to get a lot of these pretty early as they come out.
So. Yeah, we try and get as many movies as we can, what they call on the break. That's the day they come out. We're not always able to do that because sometimes the timing just doesn't work out. For instance, Hunger Games and Trolls both came out on the same day, and with only one screen, we can only get one movie.
Yep.
So we got Trolls the day it came out, and we're getting Hunger Games tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
So we still try and get as many movies as we can, whether it be for the 2 weeks. Sometimes they require 3 weeks or a little bit later down the road for only a week.
Yeah, sure.
Ultimately, you know, that's up to them. They get to tell me yes or no, we will do that. And then if they say no, I have to make another plan.
We get another plan going.
Yep. We will be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We're closed every Monday, so that's not really a big surprise. Mm-hmm. But we will be closed Christmas Eve as well. With having just the 2 o'clock show, we're going to take that time to allow our customers and our staff to have that time with their families.
Sure.
We are actually not doing our Christmas break movies this year.
Okay.
So just to get that word out.
So people know.
Just so people know.
Yep. And otherwise, still pretty inexpensive entertainment.
Yep. Prices will be going up in January of next year. First time our prices are raising in the last 10 years. So, and it'll still be quite reasonably priced. Our $7 adult ticket is going up to $10. So.
Okay.
Not really a huge jump in that perspective.
The way, you got to pay the electric bill and everything else.
Everything else is going up, so we gotta try and catch up.
Gotta at least stay in the ballpark there, too.
Especially having to fix our popcorn machine, not once, but twice. Oh. It broke again 2 weeks ago.
No,
but
no.
Thankfully, since we had just went through this back in October, it broke at the end of August. We got it fixed mid-October. A couple weeks ago on Sunday, it broke a second time. But since we had just done it, we got it fixed immediately on Monday.
All right.
A wire had burnt to a screw. I don't know how.
Well, that's somebody who did. Yeah, we'll let them worry about it. Anyway. at least it didn't start a fire. That's good.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah. Again, otherwise, folks, check easy to check. You got Facebook?
We have Facebook. We have a website. It's just boontheater.com. Mm-hmm. You can always email us. One thing also extra we are doing this year, and this is kind of thanks to you guys. I reached out a couple days ago asking about the scavenger hunt you guys usually
sure.
do for the lighted, the Christmas lights. And you guys aren't doing it, so I asked if I could. So.
All right. That was, yes, we were not doing it. And we did have a lot of people inquiring about that because they like to go out and look at those. So you're going to be doing it, putting it together? And
I got the sheets out at the theater, got those put together yesterday. So you can email me for a copy of it. We have physical copies at the theater. We also have a PDF available on our Facebook.
Okay. So, folks, if you want to do the holiday scavenger hunt, Boone Theater doing it.
Yep.
Okay. And I'd say, you know what, if they're open, then stop in. If you know Aaron's over there or somebody's doing something in there, stop and get a sheet.
If you see my car there, you'll know I'm there.
You know she's
it's
there.
It's hard to miss.
But again, yes, get it in and follow the rules on it. Get it turned in and have some fun.
It's a lot of fun. We do it every year.
It's one of those things. It gets people going out looking for things, doesn't it?
It does. A couple of years ago, I remember we had such a hard time trying to find the camel.
Yeah.
And
you weren't the only one.
When we finally found a camel, we were so excited. And then last year, it wasn't on there.
Yeah, well, there's that.
You gotta
just when we knew where we were going to go, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, you got to change it up every year.
All right. So Boone Theater is doing the scavenger hunt, the holiday scavenger hunt, lighted scavenger hunt, I guess is an easy way to describe it.
Yeah, go out and look for some Christmas lights and write down the address, and the most verifiable answers will be put into a drawing to win a prize.
Email to the theater?
Yep, boontheater@yahoo.com.
Okay. Or go to your Facebook page. You got the PDF there. They can print it off that way,
too. And I believe I put it on our website as well, boontheater.com. I believe right when you go there, it pops up.
All right. So, folks, check it out. And again, get the kids and get ready to head out and do that. Is there a deadline?
It has to be turned in before January 1st.
Okay. So there we go. We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Aaron Roby's been our guest today. One of the board members for the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Going for your second term. So have you been having fun as a board member?
I have been.
Okay. And we're continuing to look like we're going to keep going forward with it, huh?
Yep.
A lot of fun. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for filling in for Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
And Aaron Roby, our guest on our Tuned In program today on KWBG.